from San Francisco, California. And the SF Sketchfest Harmontown is now in session. Let's bring Spencer Pitten into the stage. Spencer! And the mayor of Harmontown, Mr. Dan Harmon.
What happened to your pants?
Boy. The show's already off to a San Francisco start. Here's the thing. Going through the TSA checkpoint, you always have to take off your belt. And I thought, don't wear a belt. Like, and then I was like, I did it. I'm a genius. Like, I got through so fast. And then I'm like, yay, I love my show. And then because the thing is, when you're fat and you're a guy, I don't know. I'm not being sexist. I'm sure if you're fat and you're a woman, I don't know. I don't pretend to know about. But when you're fat and you're a guy, you have pants in your closet, and you put them on, and it's like, oh, it barely fits. I can't get it around my fat body. And then you're like, I don't need a belt. But then throughout the day, you fat out the pants. What am I, Bridget Jones? I mean, you get the idea. I didn't know until I got out here, and then I was dancing, and then the pants fell down. It doesn't matter. This is a terrible way to start a show. Hello, cultural capital of the United States of America. Greatest city on earth. So much better than Los Angeles. Fuck that sewer, that fucking piece of fetid shit. Fucking, what kind of city is so proud of itself that it has the word Hollywood on a hill above it? It's not even the name of the city. Why does it say Hollywood? It's Los fucking Angeles. You guys don't put San Francisco, let alone like just Ben and Jerry's or something like that. You don't do that. You're San Francisco. You let it sell itself. You're good people. And you're gay and or writers. This is where the typewriter was invented. And you're our favorite city in the world.
Dan, since we are here at the historic Swedish American Hall, I know Dan that you are something of a closet historian. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what your favorite Swedish American, what connects you most to Swedish American history?
Well, I think you can feel the ghosts of Swedish past out here. You know, and it's not just everyone's like, oh, the inventor of the meatball, and it's like, it's not, there's nothing. It's like, no, think about the 900,000 years of them being confused with Switzerland, and just generally going like, what's our deal? Like, all those meetings had to happen here. Our deal?
What do you think separates Sweden from the rest of Scandinavia?
Mexico? Because I dropped out of college. I don't know. Was that Ron Funch was laughing? He didn't stay here. That was somebody with nailing the Ron Funch's laugh.
I wasn't on a plane with Ron Funch's, and that might have been.
That
might be the ghost of Ron Funches.
A famous Swedish. All right. Anyways, let's. Can we please get? Streamline show tonight.
The show started with you.
I know.
Coming up dancing, your pants fell
That's
down.
What was supposed to happen?
Like okay. A little baby.
All right. Pornography makes feminism makes you feminist when you realize because men can age out like better. Like I just like you said, there's like eight guys still working in porn. It's not fair. It's just not fair. It's not. I don't have to go. Yeah, just talk amongst yourselves about it later. It's a, like you really like that's the thing. It's like, oh, what could be less of a feminist than a guy that's watching a lot of porn? But the more porn miles you log, the more you keep seeing the same 8 guys, and then you're like, you're seeing this like 500 women a minute, and you're like, this is not a fair society. And so it's like you gotta all roads lead to Rome.
What role, Dan, do you think that the man should play in a porn? Like, if you're
the father.
Ideally.
Can we just have a moment? This is San Francisco. Can we please have a moment to talk about incest porn and how? And how ridiculous it is that there always has to be this like fucking mention of my stepdaddy. That's not why I Googled this shit. Daddy, daughter, in the title, and then it's like, my stepdaughter. Yeah, I'll pretend I didn't hear that because you know what I want. It's the taboo. This is what people don't understand about pornography, Jeff. Taboo. Taboo is, it takes you across the threshold into a world where you can become pure animal. I don't want to think about my mortgage. I don't want to think about the police. I don't want to think about fucking Bill Maher. I don't want to think about Jay Leno. I don't want to think about Fruit Loops. I don't want to think about cleaning the gutters. I want to think about fuck. All right.
But.
And that's the purpose of taboo, is that it, like, shocks your system.
And that's our job tonight, ladies and gentlemen, here at Harmontown. We're going to take you into the realm of taboo.
I'm a porn zealot now because I got a divorce, and I'm, like, totally into porn. Like, you've been hearing me in the podcast. I'm like porn. Like, it's like, but I think like the thing is, like, it's awakening me to like this weird disease that we have in this culture where we're like, oh, we don't understand. Like the fuck it. No, I'm not gonna. Just watch porn with your girlfriend. With your lover. If you're here on a date tonight, just go home to your bed. And just say, let's do this as a bit, because Dan Harmon said. and just like fucking like set an hour on your iPhone, and during that hour, the joke is try to get the other person to break up with you. By searching for things on Pornhub Premium. Like, just, and if you make it through that hour, fucking marry that person. And if you don't, keep doing this process until you marry somebody. And then the divorce rate will go to 0% within 5 years.
Is the end game all about marriage? Is that why you jerk?
No, it's just I'm luring them in because I know what they value. Marriage is a placeholder for whatever you value.
Can you say what the weirdest place that you go to in porn? Like,
no, I can't. That's why it's amazing.
You already tipped that you are into incest porn. We already got that.
I am into incest porn.
It's fucking hot.
And you know what? It started with fucking like, it started with, oh daddy. You know what? It's like the reason I'm willing to tell you this is because I met a girl who's like fucking into it too, and I was like we were just like so and now I'm like, oh shit, I'm not a monster, or she is too. It's like Shrek. I found my Cameron Diaz. We're just sitting in the swamp together, like, what if the gingerbread guy fucking ate out the Pinocchio? And we're like, ah. It's fucking amazing. I'm telling you, just tonight, just open the laptop, go to Pornhub.
Tell them Dan Harmon sent you. If you type in the code Harmon, it's...
And just take
turns. You get a free 3-month subscription to Pornhub Premium.
Where were we? Oh, but my new thing. Okay,
where were we?
Well,
My new thing, I was like, brother-sister incest porn is now kind of like on my radar because I find it, I was like, oh, I'd never click on that because it's not taboo enough. But it's actually, it is kind of a turn on.
Let me stop you there. Brothers fucking sisters doesn't scratch that itch for you yet? It's not getting there.
No, it doesn't. I was like, well, they're, you know, the same age and like, yeah. Oh yeah. Tonight's gonna end with you guys either judging me or me becoming president. No, it's gonna end with me being a fucking human being and getting away with murder for the rest of my life because I love myself. I'd rather die in a fucking ditch, an honest man, going like, I thought that was hot when the sister fucked the brother. I don't really want it to happen in real life ever. Why do we live in a society where movies are capable of affecting real life? That's fucking fucked up. In the news today, is the Matrix responsible for Columbine? No, you're the fucking perverts. Fuck you, you know? I fucking pay my taxes. I get to jerk off to a video of a guy going like, hey, sister. Yes, brother? I know they're not really. This isn't really going to happen ever.
Are they Amish?
But the hot thing about...
I could get into Amish incest porn.
The hot thing about sister-brother, the brother thing to me is like that I didn't think I would actually... it's the eye-rolling. Like, I never thought... Like, it's sex as... eye-rolling. Because it's like this energy of like... This sibling energy of like, hey, I'm going to tell mom and dad that you stole that money from their cabinet. Don't do that. Why would you do that? You're my step brother.
I don't know what to tell you. I'm gonna tell them you're my stepsister.
What do I have to do? I really want to go to this concert.
Oh, why don't you suck my dick?
Are you serious? That's the best part is that reaction.
That's the
Are you serious?
Dan,
it's like Fred when he finds out Barney wants his Cocoa Pebbles. Are you serious?
I believe that's what Joseph Campbell calls the refusal of the call.
It's what Dr. Ruth would call healthy and hot. Cuz it's fucking like you want it and it's like fucking not what you're getting at the grocery store. Yeah, what do you mean, what? I'll tell you what. It's not Doritos sex, baby. It's fucking artisanal. It's from your fucking soul. You want to fuck your brother. That's all right, that's not true. I know you don't want to fuck your brother. That's not the point. No one here wants to fuck any of their relatives.
No, Dan, she's been a real brother fucker all night long.
All right, so anyways... okay.
Segway.
Well, there's another. Can I keep talking about porn for just a little bit?
Can we?
I don't know. I don't want people to be like, I can't imagine. Okay. Well, we can't hear the people that are going. Cheers are louder than. Those people are. I came here for the book reviews. Moby Dick was great again. I keep reading the same book. He can't get that whale. Anyways, back in the world of porn, there's this genre of porn called cuckold porn.
Oh shit!
Yo, that was by accident, but let's follow that trend.
Yeah. Cuckold porn is when you watch, but your wife is in the crotch with a guy. But you're just using your eye. You're not using your dick. You don't know. You're just sick of fucking your wife. So and she's sick of fucking you. And so she's fucking another guy. And you're watching. She's cheating on you. And you're left there watching because you're a pussy. and you're spineless, and you're powerless, and you just want to worship her sexuality, and you know what? She's so fucking sexy, you can't imagine yourself fucking her. What could be hotter than that? It's called cuckold porn. However, there's this guy.
I'd like to thank the Swedish American Hall for having us here tonight.
I don't know how to describe.
I think you described it quite eloquently.
No. There, I but there's this video that I want everyone to see, and I. Because it's it's cuckold porn, but like so your typical cuckold porn video is a. Either a guy will walk in and go like, you owe me rent. And the woman will go like,
I can't pay the rent, but you must pay the rent.
I don't have the rent. And then the guy will go like, well,
I'll pay the rent. That's the first cuckold porn.
Sounds like a musical.
Yeah. All right. Okay, here's the next topic. Now, I don't want to whiplash you guys, but. Starving African children. So these videos, like, don't freak out about this. So, like, I was watching at the airport today, and there was 90 television screens because our empire is it's flushed with money, and it's pumping electricity, and we have a international hub at the airport, and there's all these plasma screens, and on one of them, you know, there's 20 football games, and there's like Anderson Cooper's talking to different people, and Fox Wilderson or whoever his name is, Greta Saskatchewan, and they're all telling you that the Middle East today, they're crazy. We can't do nothing about it. They're crazy, and then there's like. But football, and Ovaltine, and then there's like always that. There's always that one screen. If there's enough, if you're at a sports bar or an airport, and there's enough screens, statistically, on accident, there's going to be starving African children on the screen, on like a loop because you're like somebody's not paying attention, and they're like that Tito's needs to be restocked, and they're like there's oh fuck, there's like a Christian Children's Network thing going on. There's just like African kids going. And so I was like watching it, and I was thinking about it from a television producer's standpoint for 1 second, just how like you have to, in order to get that footage, you have to get on a plane, and you have to fly to Africa, and you have to get off the airport in Africa, and then you have all these bags of camera equipment. Please, can I finish?
It's gonna get worse.
It's not really. I'm not. It's, and you have camera equipment, and you have probably. I mean, let's for real. Some food. You have some food. When's the last time any of you traveled without a couple of Nutri-Grain bars? And they're like, we're going. And I'm sure these are the most wonderful people in the world. For all I know, it's like they might be volunteering. Like I don't think they're like, but they're like from the first world, and they're coming here, and they're gonna work. Okay, our job is we got a shot list. They have a shot list, and the shot list says hungry baby, baby with flies on face, hungry mother with baby. Breast can't give the whatever. I don't. It's just like it maybe not in a line item list, but so they, like it's a video production, and they go and they have to shoot it, and you know that they have like fucking probably pockets like full of Nutri-Grain bars, and like and they're like shooting, and obviously they're going to give everybody when they go there, they're going to give them food. Of course they're going to give them food.
Do we know that?
Well, I'm going to assume that because of human nature. But then as a producer, I'm also going to assume, obviously, they can't give them that food until they get their shots. So I just said that there's like 10 minutes of that whole thing. It's like, from a bird's eye perspective, it's like,
It's like, well, this is normal. Yeah, you went down there and you covered the stuff. And it's like, but then you zoom in and you're like, yeah, but for that 10 minutes, like, you had like a strawberry granola bar in your pocket. And then you're like, okay, so I'm just going to, boy, he's hungry. okay, can someone move that tree? Limb? It's just left. And then, like, okay, so, all right, he's clearly so hungry.
You know, for Greta Garbo and certain old, like silent movie actresses, they would put, like, a candle on top of the camera to give them that kind of glimmer in their eye, a key light. Of, like,
well, you're,
make,
okay,
make
so
them
you're
seem
to,
like they're crying.
Okay, all right, well,
do you think they put, like, a little granola bar on top of the camera?
I didn't come here with him. He flew out of Burbank. I flew out of LAX. Like, I'm not, like, with him. That's not the joke I was doing.
I don't
doing.
Jerk off to it.
I wasn't doing
to
a joke.
Children being raped by their fathers.
Yeah, well, okay, so...
I'm the bad guy.
Okay.
Ron Funches, keep it down, would you?
No, that's not the... I wasn't... No. But I'm saying, like it, all right, well, you get the idea that there's... Like, somewhere out there, there's, like, an eight-minute window where somebody's, like... Like, I'm going to... Well, remember that day that we gave that kid a gumdrop or whatever, and then it ruined the shot? Like, we're... And then, in other words, like, less money came in. And, like, so you have to actually... Like, if you're the most benevolent person in the world, if you're a volunteer and you're working for that organization, your job is to actually shoot starving people.
Right.
And they cannot be fed while they're on camera. You fucking connect the dots that I had to connect today. Yo. Cynicism sometimes needs to be yanked up from the floor and shoved in your face, because there's not enough bad things to feel bad about. So I have to go, like, hunting for the one. No, I was just thinking. It just seems sad and ironic. Okay, all right. The cuckold guy. I just wanted to talk about the specific cuckold porn where there was a guy comes in.
How do we segue off cuckold porn into starving children? I forget. Because there was a through line there.
There's a cuckold porn video where a woman is sitting on her bed in a bathrobe, and then the door opens, the bedroom door opens, and there's this guy comes in, and he's on a hoverboard, one of those hoverboards. And he has a helmet on, and it's has blinking lights on it. And he goes,
is he the
hey.
Protagonist? Or
yes. Just don't. Just.
Sorry. Go ahead.
And he comes in and he goes, hey, honey, look at me. Oh, look what I got. Beep, beep. I'm a robot. Beep, beep, beep. And he's, like, twirling around on his hoverboard.
For real?
And she's like, what's going on? What's going on? Because, like, they're all porn actors and they've all been told to say certain things at certain times, but it's already fucked up. And then this, like, weird, like, this guy comes in, creeping in after the hoverboard guy, and he goes, like, I gotta tell you, your husband, he took to this thing like I've never seen, and it's just $700, and she's like, he can't pay for that, and he's like, oh, well, we don't need a car anymore, beep, 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 beep. And he keeps twirling around, and then the guy is like, he's like, well, I gotta tell you, he bought the hoverboard. So I don't know what to tell you. It's just like, and it just goes on and on, like watching porn people who have never had a single UCB workshop, like, and you know, like the camera, like, you know, when you watch, like the camera will just cut sometimes because it's like some, as if they're just in a circle. It's like the ants' death march of death, like, because they're just like, they don't know how to stop asking questions and denying each other. Like, what do you mean? I can't do this. Well, something's got to be done, but I can't do this. And then it'll cut to like a slightly different angle, but it's a different time of day. And then they're like, okay, well, here, how do we work this out? Because they've been like cattle prodded. The woman finally goes like, well, there must be some way we can work this out. And then, but then the guy is on the hoverboard and he's just like having a great time on the hoverboard.
And then the guy, the supposed alpha male, who is not in control of the scene. He has, because they understand cuckold craft, they understand porn craft, they don't understand stage craft, and they don't understand the effect of a fucking hoverboard. This guy is not going to be the low status character no matter what they do. This is the China syndrome of cuckold porn. Like, it is they were fucked before they started, and everyone in the scene is fucked. But the guy sits on the bed and he goes like, well, something's got to get worked out. And the guy just keeps like backing into furniture, and he's like, and she goes like, well, I'd like to work it out. And then the guy says, are you thinking how to work this out same way I'm thinking how to work this out?
That's actual dialogue?
That's actual dialogue. He speaks in origami. But origami is on the center of his palindrome, and it folds out, and then you're like, oh my God, he's a genius. It's like, here you go, like, slavery, not a good thing, because human, not a good thing, because... And you're like, oh, wait, whoa, wow, whoa, my boy. Anyways. And then
wait, so what happens?
Well, I'll tell you what happens.
Is that act one, or is that...
There's the crossing of the threshold is, of course, the guy's going to start fucking the woman, but... Right. But the guy keeps backing into shit in the room, and they keep getting startled, and he's got all the status. And then he starts having sex. He's going like, oh, I love my hoverboard. And then the alpha guy like is like fucking his wife, and he tries to get it back by going like, more like a nerd board. But it's like, oh, no, you shouldn't even have tried. Like, he's fucking owning you. Right. Like, the guy is like, he's fucking great.
What is the act two, like, crisis?
Well, it's always like, then the woman, in a good cuckold porn, good in air quotes, like, the woman will go like, you get over here and you suck his dick.
Wait, the guy has to get off the hoverboard and suck like the alpha guy's dick?
That's right, San Francisco. Looks like someone came in a little higher than you. You thought you were all impressed with yourselves, yeah. Maybe I watched a couple dudes and a fucking girl, and one guy sucked the other guy's dick tonight. She goes, like, suck that guy's dick or lick his balls. And then the guy gets on the bed. And he starts licking the other guy's balls, but he's like, he's looking off in the distance and going. And the look on his face. It looks like he's like the kid from Pet Sematary. Like, he's like he doesn't, like, again, he's not like he's not low status. Like, he controls the room.
Wait, the wife said you lick
his.
Hey,
balls.
Get off the hoverboard and lick the alpha male's balls.
In cuckold porn, there's like it's not always the male on male thing, but like it's a typical of cuckold porn. Where like the woman will say to the beta male, she'll go, now you do this. And then this guy eventually like starts blowing that guy. That's the other hilarious part is that then the alpha male always has this. It's like the other guy is like going down at him, and then the alpha male goes like, I don't know if I signed up for this. Like, four bobs in. I don't know if I said... Yeah, it's not a matter of paperwork at this point. And that's a good thing, and you should accept that. Like, your hard-on is all the pen and paper you need.
So what is act three of this whole thing? Like, how does that work?
I never finished.
Well...
Why, what would I finish?
We found out where you stop the tape on that one. Bob 4. Space bar. Once again, thank you, Swedish American Hall, for having us here tonight. It's a great heritage.
So anyways, this doesn't broadcast outside of San Francisco, does it?
I hope not.
All right, anyways, it's tights weather again. Thank you, ladies. starving every children, I got that. Doctors, what were we talking about with doctors?
Doctors are terrible people. Okay, all right. Okay, so Times Square. Okay, so we were talking about New Year's Eve. Okay. Now, this is where my show is going to get a little stunty, potentially. I hope you guys are okay with a little bit of chicanery, a little bit of prop comicry.
Normally we just come up here and
we were at Vesuvio, freestyle. And we were talking about New Year's Eve and Times Square, and you were telling me that, like, the people that cram into Times Square for New Year's Eve, they wear diapers.
San Francisco is blown some, away.
Some,
I guess
some people, because you know, you're shoulder to shoulder with a lot of people, and there's. See, I like her style, but madam, you heard the harumphing going on.
No, she's saying, like, the harumphing is a second-level harumphing.
Okay.
We got all the tools we need. We choose to harumph.
Oh, their harumphing is they get the premise. They don't like where it's going.
Yeah, no. Well, that's a good question. Are you guys harumphing because you don't believe it? I can't tell. We're going to need to elect a representative to speak for you or something.
Who is the guy that said, I get it. What was your name? Come on stage. Get up here. Come and join us.
If you want. We won't make fun of you. If you want to come up, come on. You can, here, why don't you sit there, and I'll sit there, and I'm going to lower this, and okay. I feel like...
What is your name?
Nikki.
Nikki, what happened to the knees of your pants?
I fall a lot.
Huh?
I fall a lot.
You fall a lot? Mm-hmm. I love it.
I mean, that's crazy to come on, say to a youngster. Obviously, that's some kind of fashion thing.
That is suggestive.
Were these knee blowouts on your jeans by design or by accident? Or did you wear those jeans so much that the knees actually gave out?
Both. They were ripped when I bought them, and they have become increasingly more blown out.
Are you 21?
Fair question. Yes, I am.
Okay. Do you want to do? I don't look. I don't do this a lot.
Dan, put your mic down. Hand it to Spencer. Make her a drink.
I know what we're doing.
Be a gentleman and make. What is your name again? I'm sorry. I already forgot.
Nikki.
Hello, Nikki.
Hi.
Nikki, where are you from?
Actually, just recently saw you. You did a Who's Line thing in Marin, I believe.
We're watching Dan be a gentleman for the first time in his life. Nikki, Dan's offering you the drippingest glass.
Appetizing.
Spencer, how you doing over there?
Oh, great. Great, Jeff. I'm doing great. I don't know.
I'm not going to do this.
You're not going to drink it?
No, I'm not going to do it by myself.
Or you're not going to drink it by yourself? Or this is like a Spice Girls thing? I got to get with your friends?
Right.
All right, who's your posh Spice? Who's your best, your BFF?
He?
It's San Francisco, buddy.
All right, get him up here. Get him up here, the he. Male Spice, Old Spice.
Posh Spice.
Can you share that with Nikki? I don't know.
Posh, as I'm best known.
All right.
What's your name, sir?
All right, share that.
I'm Rob.
Rob?
Yes.
Rob and Nikki, everybody. Rob and Nikki. Rob? Rob and Nikki. If I may be so forward, what is the nature of your friendship relationship? Are you guys just pals? Is there a romance thing happening here?
No, we bang.
Huh?
We bang.
You bang. Now, who plays the father and who plays the sister in this?
Do you guys role play? Do you do role playing?
Do you want to take this one, or should I take this one?
I think we know who the bottom is in this relationship.
I'll take that. By
we're
the
going
way.
To
well,
now.
Here, yeah.
He's asking for.
Yeah, I'll take that. Well, we're up here.
Now, do I make you another one, and then
she's a white wine
I
gal.
I get something.
I mean, this is all right.
Make yourself useful, Dan.
I'm only doing this because you guys are the. I'm only doing this because you guys are the cultural capital of the United States, and you're my favorite city.
Rob, how long have you been? You guys are dating? You're a couple.
Yes, sir.
How long has this been going on, Rob?
A bit over a year.
Over a year.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and do you guys live together, or you live separately?
No,
no, sir. I live with her best friend. The plot.
I love
the
it.
Plot thickens.
Wait, both of my best friends, the straight woman and the gay man.
He lives
come
with
and
your...
knock on our door.
Wait. That got intricate. Wait, what is that, like? Is that say that again. Take
he lives with a gay man and a straight woman, and both of them are my best friends.
Come and knock on our door.
He lives with a gay man and your best friend, but you don't live with him. I'm just trying to parse through this, guys.
Is that vodka for me, Dan?
No, this is for Nikki, who took the first one and was like, I can't drink this without a friend, and then we brought it.
Dan, make a fireman line and make me a drink, too, you
God
piece of
damn
shit.
Damn it. All right.
While you're at it.
Okay. All right. Well, cheers.
Nikki, I'll give it to you. Nikki, your cup.
Take the drink.
Was it Rob? Rob?
Yes. Pass it
I was
to
just
Jeff.
Choosing you. Sorry. Oh,
sorry. Cheers.
Sorry. I don't know how to do a show. I don't know how to do a show. Okay. There you go. Okay. Okay. So what the fuck were we talking
ask
about?
Ask him about chemtrails.
No. There's a mandate about chemtrails.
Yeah. You couldn't fit all those chemicals on one of those little planes.
Also, Spencer.
Wait, what?
So disinterested.
What? Yeah. What about chemtrails?
Dan, you were talking about New Year's Eve and the fact that people can't pee, and she goes, "We get it. We're like, we're with you, Mister."
Right, but I think she was saying that we're all on board with you can't. There's nowhere to pee in Times Square, so people are like doubling down and going for it. Yeah,
right.
And it's sparing us from the explanation.
Not like I'm not gonna wear a diaper, but if I have to pee, I'm gonna do it.
Now, have you been to Times Square in New York before?
I have not during New Year's.
New Year's.
I have peed
Nikki,
in Times Square.
You've peed in Times Square?
Just walking
in
Square.
Front of the M&M store? He's like, fuck it, I gotta hang a squirt.
Hang a squirt.
That's a new one.
Oh, Dan, let me tell you about my porn fetish.
It's called squirthangers.com. No. Pee for it, Jeff.
Nikki, when you say that you peed in Times Square, walk us through that, would you?
Oh, boy. Well, we were in Times Square and drunk.
Right.
And
is this daytime or nighttime?
This is daytime.
Atta girl.
And we decided...
Eat that mic, Nikki.
Eat the mic?
Yeah, just up here, yeah. That's just so they can hear you.
Dan also goes to MikeEaters.com.
So I decided that I needed to pee. And around Times Square, they don't let you do that because obviously all the tourists want to. So we decided we were going to head off to like a side road and like find a place to pee.
There's no side roads in Times Square. It's called 54th Street.
I was drunk. So I walk off and try to do that, and I'm squatting, doing my thing. And I look up, and...
Like, you're up against a tree, or you're hiding in an alleyway? Or
I was up against a car.
A car.
Those are Times Square's version of trees.
So you're peeing next to a car.
So I'm up against a car, peeing, and I hear, like, a tap. And I look up, and there's people in the car. Like,
no!
And what they're like,
why are they in the car? What are they doing in the car?
They were parking.
How dare they?
As one does.
I know. Like, Come on.
Wait, so expect to get peed on.
I just
if you're parking.
I want to get the full picture. So there's a so there's a street that they're like doing a parallel parking thing, and you're like next to the. I just want to get a complete
like
picture.
It seemed like a very suburban street. I now like
yeah, you know,
Jeff
Times Square. The, the suburbs. Just off of Broadway, you know.
Right, suburbia.
A
suburbia.
Nice, bedroom neighborhood, you know.
It's just outside of Hedwig.
Yeah.
If you hit cats, you went too far.
I think it was a family that was like trying to visit Times Square on their vacation.
And there's a lady just
a chick just peeing on their car.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But like on the sidewalk, I'm trying
on
to picture
on the side of their car, like crouching by the car, and then I heard a tap. And
because
like,
there was like out of view, but in the view of four people
then,
wearing
like,
Wisconsin
I was,
hoodies.
Like, right by the driver's window.
Right.
All
right. The driver's window.
Like
so you're in the street?
Like,
if you're by the driver's window, you're out in the middle of the road.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was.
That's my girl.
That's your girl.
You should not applaud that.
I mean, you wanted
you
to just
never close your eyes anymore.
All right.
Didn't say it was a classy moment for me, Jeff.
All right.
Well, I honestly, we got a lot of show to do, and I think they're wonderful.
We can humbly excuse ourselves if that's what you're fishing for.
I got a lot to do. If you guys want to plug something, or you were wonderful, they should buy you a drink later. But if there's anything you want to say, to burn down the White House, is that what you want to say, Rob?
I'm happy to plug buy us a drink later.
What's that?
Wait, go to buyusadrinklater.com.
Oh, buy us a drink later. I thought it was like the name of a like
Rob and Nikki. You can find it on pparker.com, everybody.
Thank them for their canner. Alright.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean that wasn't if you go back through the history of that broadcast, like Jeff was the one that was like, get up here. Because I was in the midst of a point that I was trying to make. But I was interested in whether or not you guys believe that people wear diapers. But now I'm not anymore. I've moved beyond whether it's true or not.
I think we're finding out that you don't need to wear diapers. You can just go pee in the middle of the road on 55th and
because I gotta
Broadway.
Because I got to stop cloaking this in science like it's a science thing. It's a thing that I want to do. We were at Vesuvio, we were talking about this, and I said to Steve Levy, my assistant who was here, I said, go get some diapers, some adult diapers, like, and I bring them here, and I want to I'll put a pair on.
Are you wearing diapers right now?
No, I haven't put them on yet. I thought because also it's I don't want to like plan things, but I thought like Steve, do you have the diapers?
Oh no.
Okay.
Steve.
Oh, here he comes.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. What in the shopping? What's in the bag?
Take the mic, Steve. Get a mic.
These are the ones that you said.
Those are the fancy ones.
So you
these
bought
are like designer. This is like when Paul Rudd finally has to piss his pants. He's gonna wear real fit for men. And then the other ones are depend for men. I mean, I don't say what.
Yeah. Why are they for men?
Yeah.
Well, I think the women.
I really don't know.
I think
I would think maybe
they're sexier. The female ones are sexier.
Well, no, because
they have frills and padding.
But I would also, maybe, madam, I don't know, and I back you up every step of the way if you want to escape a dichotomous world of adult diapers. I'm with you. Say what? Oh, you have a theory? Okay. Well, can you shout it out before we bring you up here and do a whole thing?
Diaper theory.
Just shout out your theory and...
This is a horrible premise.
Okay.
All right. Get up here. Come on.
That's not a...
She says she has a tumbler. Now we have to bring her up. Diaper tumbler. Diaper tumbler. What the... Please tell me you're wearing diapers right now, madam. What is your name?
Lindsay,
everybody. Welcome to Lindsay's
day. And move that and...
Here, Lindsay.
Okay, Lindsay, what's your theory?
I'm not sure I can get on this chair.
Well,
that's cool.
You're only here to give your theory.
Okay,
and
there we go.
So
no dream is too big. All right.
For me, maybe I can't reach it.
Lindsay.
God damn it, the theory.
Okay. So I have a Tumblr. It's called Fragile Masculinity Products.
Say it again.
Fragile Masculinity Products.
Okay.
Right.
Say again.
Wait,
no,
okay.
No, it's Tumblr. This can't
keep going through these nested loops. And she's going to bring you up, and then we're going to end up doing a show for cockroaches in China.
So my theory is that if you use a product that's not branded for men and it's something to do with caring for your body, it makes you gay.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fair. In a world where there like Coke Zero exists, like one would expect,
Dr. Pepper 10.
One of the products on the Tumblr is aromatherapy for men.
Aromatherapy.
And it's called Beast Mood.
Well, yeah, we're talking. That's easy enough to like they market test stuff and then they ask men.
There's a tactical Christmas stocking.
A tactical Christmas stocking.
That's cool.
No, it's not.
That's like if you get a knife.
There's a tactical baby carrier.
That's cool. Like if you get a knife. No, I mean see on the package there's a bulge there. I'm sure that's not in the women's depends, right?
That's what I was going to say is that am I being naive in thinking that the women's stream comes a little
different
angle?
I mean, there needs to be a bulge. It's not just pee.
Well, but it doesn't even matter cuz like
well,
like,
in the front there is.
You don't know.
Like what would be your I'm not locking horns with you when I say this. I just think this is very interesting because I feel like obviously capitalism, it propagates itself across the gender gap, and there's all kinds of ridiculous things. Like when these companies, all we should expect them to do is to try to make money off of people, and they market test stuff. And if men go, I want a toothpick that makes me not feel gay, then it's like, then there's these toothpicks that are called like, pick your tooth, fucker. And it's like, it's not made by the government. Yeah. It's made by a fucking toothpick company. Like, they're trying to make money as much as they can. Like cool cigarettes? Give me a break.
Lindsay, have you ever worn an adult diaper?
No, I have not.
Are you willing to wear one tonight?
These are men's ones.
Are you willing to go across gender lines and wear a male adult diaper?
What's the incentive?
Huh?
What's the incentive? Shut up, Jim! That's my roommate yelling at me.
Prove they're not for men.
Fuck you.
The things we're forced to say when we have to quickly consolidate our thoughts but shout because of... Prove they're not for men! And then you go home and then you're like, prove they're not for men. That wasn't me. That wasn't Toby.
Does this?
I would have been so much more articulate than that.
Does this mean feminism?
Your girlfriend's like, no, it's okay, Toby. You're shouting across a crowded room. Like no one would have heard you. Yeah, but prove they're not for men. I'm gonna be hearing that for the rest of my life. Prove they're not for men. That's happening at Trump rallies all over America. Bad things come inside the country. You're right, because of your hair.
I'll totally wear one if this means feminism wins. Does this mean feminism wins if I wear an adult diaper
wins
for men?
Wins what?
Just wins. Just wins.
Feminism what? Only loses if you say that.
Oh no!
The idea that it's a horse in a race. Not to high road you, I would be happy to in the spirit of course. I mean, I don't know what it'll do for gender dichotomy. I don't know what it'll do.
I don't think this has to be about any actual empirical experiment. I think it's simply.
Do you need that?
But I know. Okay.
I think we've had enough pants down on the road.
No, Lindsay. You can't wear over your pants. Like, yeah.
No, No, I'm not going to. I have to, you know, you have to put them over your jaw. And I don't know if that's illegal or not, but I these are so much more thin than I thought.
Be sure they got a diaper for your drink.
What? Well, just give me the corner.
Since 1849, the Swedish American Hall.
Hey guys. Oh, nice. Careful, careful.
Oh, geez. Oh, boy. I'm...
Yeah, you don't have to do it. Don't feel weird.
Oh, she's doing it.
All right.
Ooh-wee.
Now, Dan, personal question, Dan.
Be careful. Don't hurt yourself.
Can I ask?
They are super tight.
Take her wallet. Get her stuff. Oh. Get it. Get the pants.
Dan, have you taken the show pee? Did you pee before the show? Have you got one in the chamber?
I did pee before the show, but we got a lot of people to talk about. And...
Which one? That's why it's for men.
If it's.
Oh shit! I became.
Take that, Betty, for Dan.
I didn't intend for this to be a gender thing.
Don't jump too high.
Also, she has a weapon. This is an actual knife.
Don't hurt yourself.
That's cool. And you brought it up here?
I feel like it's.
In my pants.
I feel like we should be protecting her and not going through her stuff.
I'm sorry.
I've never worn an adult diaper before. do you feel
secure? I desperately want to pee so
Barry,
bad.
I'm asking you an honest question. I mean this. Do you feel secure enough? If you peed right now, do you feel that would contain the pee?
No, I don't. Because it feels like there's a sheet of cardboard like wrapped around my...
Yeah, it's really chafy.
All right, let's get back to the show. Now, if you want, if you can put your pants back on. I'm going to put my pants back on because I feel like...
Nobody puts their pants back on. The pants stay off.
This is quite freeing, actually.
No, I feel like the point of the diaper is to have them on.
Okay,
put
your pants back on.
Because also, we have some serious questions.
Okay, how about this? Dan, you be the control. No, Lindsay, you be the control. Put your trousers back on. Dan, you be the experiment. Leave your trousers off. Right? No? I'm trying to be Mythbusters about this.
We're in
San Francisco. This is Mythbusters territory. It's the final season.
The idea is that they're in Times Square and they're wearing these things under their pants.
It's freezing
outside.
You're right. Okay, so the controller, we're doing a male and female experiment right now.
It doesn't crinkle.
We have a question. Dan, does it crinkle? We have a question from the front row.
Actually, it feels really nice. I can't tell it from, unless I touch it with my hand, I can't tell it from like comfortable underwear. That's actually a good. I'm glad that you're asking questions. It's notable how comfortable they are. It actually feels nice, and
Calvin Klein.
So my big thought is like, is it true that so adults can like wear these and then you can like could you wail into your pants, just for one like fucking pee for instance?
Dan, the night is young, baby. We're gonna find out.
Because it doesn't feel like it would hold anything. All right, Dan, I can't do it yet.
Take the shit.
I'm not doing it.
Oh, yeah. Shit on the floor.
Podcast shit. I will clear the Swedish American Hall, you guys.
So
we're gonna win that Webby.
What's your name, young lady?
Lindsay.
Lindsay, would you go take a seat with your diaper? If you start to feel like you're ready to take a piss, you can come up on stage and
okay.
But just otherwise,
Lindsay. I feel like this gives me an extra drink during the show.
C- Because we're
I mean, like, it'll hold one. Not a, I mean, I need one too. But
let's thank Lindsay, and we'll see her in a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this shit is about science.
We did it.
Okay, so
Dan,
and it's night when you sit. It's like a Nike. It's like a gel pad. I just felt like a.
Now it's imagine like a taking a shit right now.
I'm not gonna poop in them, but I am really curious. Like, can an adult pee in an adult diaper? Just hang out. I am curious about that.
Has anybody here successfully peed in an adult diaper? Oh, the hands go up. Yeah, people have. Yeah. But what matter? Say it louder.
After you pee, it feels weird and it's really heavy and it starts to sag.
Okay, wait. Hang on. Everybody, I want complete.
God bless the Ben Franklin of the most obvious statement about. I was like, we needed to hear her say that, but it's like, yeah, I guess that makes sense. She said, after you pee,
it gets real heavy.
Weird, and it gets heavy, and it starts to sag.
Can we get complete Swedish American Hall silence by applause? And I don't want ironic applause. Actual people who have peed in a diaper in public. That's nine.
That's about
nine people.
Seven, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
so that's for real.
So we're gonna. Now we got that cooking, and I swear, if I have to pee, I'm gonna fucking let it go, and I'm gonna tell you I'm doing it.
Did you bring extra pants just in case?
No.
We should have brought
backup because
pants.
I'm not a hack.
It's real. Commitment.
I'm not Chris Angel. I'm a fucking magician. I'm not an illusionist. I do fucking magic, okay? When I make the Statue of Liberty go away, it fucking goes. Your huddled masses don't know where they are. Did I tell you guys, did I ever say in the podcast, when I was 10 years old, David Copperfield made the Statue of Liberty disappear, and I didn't know? I turned off the TV, and I was like, huh. I don't know if he should have done that.
Yeah.
And it was like two days later that my aunt told me, he made it come back, you dick. All right. Listen, I know what you guys are thinking.
I know what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, how close are you to peeing your pants and proving this has been?
I don't want to disappoint you guys, but I'll drink as much as I can. Maybe somebody bring up a bottle of water.
Can we get Dan 9 iced teas?
So if there's like a bottle of water or something, because I don't want anybody to be pissed off, I'll piss my pants.
Dusty roads.
But, well, that happens. I want to talk to somebody. She tweeted me, Amber, are you in the audience? Amber? Amber, you're not here? Do you have cold feet now? Do you want to come up and talk? You can come up? Okay, Amber. Okay, come on up, Amber.
All right.
I don't wanna be a boy or girl. What is this? This soundtrack. Hey, Amber. So, are you have a seat here. There you go. All right. Amber, let's get ready to fucking hairpin turn. That's what Harmontown's tonality is about.
It's not that bad.
Amber is fresh off of a double mastectomy.
Yep, on Monday.
So tonight is Saturday. And you're like, and one of the things you warned me about is like, well, I'm going to be whacked out on drugs because you're like, this is not an outpatient procedure, is it?
Oh, no.
So, but you're like, you're recovering.
Right. I'm still really sore and I'm still on a bunch of drugs.
And you have a knit cap on.
It's from chemo before.
Right. So like there's so many things that I don't understand about this. And like, I guess one of the first things is like, so when they detect it, they try to treat it the way they do regular cancer.
with chemotherapy, which is just like to flood your body with like chemicals and stuff.
Yeah.
And so that makes your hair fall out and mm-hmm. makes you sickly and sad and bummed out. And,
yeah.
Are you in a relationship?
Yeah.
Husband?
No, just a long-time boyfriend.
Yeah. How long ago did this?
Dan, can I interrupt? How did you guys meet each other? Like, how do you know each other?
Twitter, like 8 minutes ago. I was just like, I'm coming to San Francisco, and she's like, that's what's great about Twitter. Take us if you will, and tell me when you don't want to talk about stuff or do, but go back to before anything was happening, any of this. Mm-hmm. And how long ago was that?
October?
Of this year?
Yeah, I think maybe at the end of September, I started feeling like a weird feeling, and so I started feeling around, and I felt a lump, and I went into the doctor, and they did all the...
Can you tell me when you say I started feeling a weird feeling and then I felt a lump? What is the weird feeling?
Just like something not normal, like a small like twinge of pain.
Like when you washed or
just not. I wasn't touching it at all.
You're feeling like
yeah, just like a little pulse every once in a while.
Then you started like investigating,
yeah.
And then you feel a lump.
Yeah,
and so then you go into the doctor and they go, okay. And so, okay, can you take us from there through the narrative?
Did all the scans and biopsies, and it came back, the test results came back that it was invasive ductal carcinoma, and they said that they wanted to start out with chemo, and I did that, but I only went through 3 cycles because it made me so sick that I was just tired of it, so I said, let's just go ahead and do the surgery.
Okay, so, and at that point, so chemo is an attempt to, like...
shrink it down.
And the end game, there's this sort of, like, elephant in the room of, like, the mastectomy, right? It's breast cancer. Is that how it works? That they're like, well, let's try all these things that we have to try before we do the mastectomy? Is that the idea?
Yeah. Usually, because sometimes they can just go in and take out that one little bit, but then there's a chance that it could have spread to the rest of your body. So that's why they want to do the chemo to get everything.
And yours was double. So at some point you're finding out that it's...
No. It's just I have so much family history, and I don't want to have to go through chemo again. So I said, just take them both.
Right.
So you detected it in October.
It was late September, maybe.
And so, but you detected it pretty early, you think, or do you think you got?
Yeah.
And so you said, let's just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to do it before it spreads.
Thank you so much for coming up here and talking about this. Look, this is the thing that we're becoming conscious of in our culture, like as celebrities, and the thing is we have to wait for celebrities to go through it and all this stuff. But it's like, mm-hmm. I'm 43 years old. I remember in the 80s, this is not a new thing, but what's new is the idea that we're allowed to talk about it. And the thing that's this minefield that I want to like wander into, if you're willing to with me, is like, because I don't understand women's relationships with their breasts, and how the mastectomy affects that, because I don't understand where your relationship with your own breasts ends and where it feels like those are a connection to like other people, or like I'm a terrible interviewer, but I'm just like, what I want is for somebody to talk about or just educate me about because there's no analogy. Like, men have prostate cancer and men have testicular cancer, but we can walk around with like one ball, and I have like a ton of friends who are, and they feel great about it. And then there's no such thing as like, it's like, it, it, and I always wondered about that. Just like, like from 13 years old, like this focus on these things. And what can I stop talking and you start talking? And
when they went in and took everything out, they also put in this deflated balloon that's called a tissue expander. And after everything heals, they're going to start to slowly fill it up with saline so it stretches. Like every couple of weeks, you go in and they add a little more. And once it gets up to be about the right size, they can just swap it out and swap it in with like a permanent replacement. So, I'm not going to have the, you know, that issue that you were talking about.
Amber, do you know, like, are you out of the woods right now? Or are you waiting to find out, like if you're clear or in remission or anything? Or?
Well, everything they took out of me, they sent to a lab. So we're waiting to see what the lab has to say.
That's amazing. That's really good.
I have a friend whose mother went through this, and there was aftermath. It sounded like there's stuff that needs to be done to be candid about it. My friend had to help her mom extract pus liquid.
Oh yeah, I have drains. I have 4 drains, but
you have what? Sorry, say it again.
Drains. Yeah, I'll show you if you're not afraid of blood.
I am afraid of blood.
He'll pass out.
Okay.
I'm very squeamish, but it wouldn't be podcast worthy, but
you're wearing diapers, Dan.
But the personal experience, I know. Does your husband have to help you?
No, I can do it just fine.
There's drainage that has to happen in the aftermath of the amputation.
Yeah.
I'm kind of tapped out of you were saying now they're putting balloons in and they're inflating these things. Is there a tattoo thing they do on the?
Well, actually, they were able to save all the skin. There's a new procedure, so.
Oh, so now you're gonna walk out of this with like porn star boobies.
I could.
Yeah, possibly. Okay. Well, fuck you. Get out of here. Try to come up here and. People are dropping $10,000 for those things.
It's pretty amazing. My mom, like she had uterine cancer and she didn't talk about it and she died of it. But when we knew she had cancer, it was in her brain. And that was because you didn't talk about it because that was a personal thing. And like that, I hate cancer. It makes me angry to even talk about it.
Jeff,
it's a bold stance. I, Jeff
Tonight
Davis.
Tonight on the Hard Line with Jeff Davis.
Hey, up yours, cancer. But exactly. But what's amazing is that, like, people can like have like when they're young, like, you get it. Talk about it, and my mom didn't do it, and it's like makes me really like want to break down in tears, like happily that like people can talk, get in front of it, like get out in front of that. It's very very cool.
Is this still the number one way that have you become a cancer expert in the interim? I know people get cancer and then they become cancer experts.
Not so much.
Because I remember back in the 90s, it was like the number one killer of women. I don't know if that's changed and if that's something to high five about or not. Like if it's the number two killer of women now. All right, well, get your own podcast. You know?
What aren't we doing?
Here's something I'm really curious about. Because you say, well, just take the other one out. Like, I don't want to fucking deal with this anymore. What are the... with that kind of cancer, is that typically the end of it all? Or is there, do you have to live with that shadow in your doorway forever?
Well, there's chances that it could come back or something else could come back, but without any tissue there, there's nothing for it to really grab onto. But I guess there's always a chance, but I'm not worried.
Is there, I don't want to make fun of them for applauding that, but I also, like, because they'll make fun of me for so many things. But when you you get that tinge and then you get that diagnosis, then you're confronting that threshold where you're going like, holy shit, the stakes just got way higher. Like, were there things that changed in your life, like fundamentally, like details, like anything? Like, I started feeling differently about my stapler, my car, my garage, my dog. Like, anything that you can think of that was like a flip?
No, mostly I was just in a hurry to get it all out of me and taken care of. I was just in a rush to make sure it was all gone.
And it all went really fast, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Are you close with your family? Like, was your family there for you, or was that not a factor?
Over the phone. I mean, they all live in Indiana, so. But yeah. I've been talking to them.
But do you feel like you went through most, like, just on your own, or with friends or family?
With my boyfriend.
Really? That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Good for him. Is he here?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Keegan.
What?
Keegan.
Keegan, good for you, motherfucker. That's amazing. Like, I've had friends that went through it all alone, and they did it all on their own, and then their family came back around. Like, but like, when they went through the hard part of it, like that first stage of, oh shit, what's going on? They were completely on their own. But it's awesome to have.
Well, because sickness, like, we have this really fucked up, like it's an individual thing. What do you remember? I mean, when you were, did you have relatives that got sick in any way before that?
And
you handled that with aplomb. You were like by their bedside, and like it was, sickness was a part of life, and you were fine with that.
Yeah.
And so you had a support system when this happened, and like you didn't have issues with that. Like, I don't want people to see me sick.
Well, I mean, I don't like people to see me when I look terrible. I don't want them to feel bad about me because I don't feel that bad about myself. But.
Are you from San Francisco?
No, I'm from Indiana originally.
Oh, what, but you're living here?
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
Just hanging out.
I run a donut shop, and I don't want this to be my commercial. You don't have to divulge anything about yourself. No, I'm just curious what you do for a living. Or
my boyfriend went to school here, so we moved here while he was going to school.
What's he going to school for?
Game programming.
What is this? Are you nerd shaming her heroic boyfriend?
No, I know. I know. I was nerd drooling. I was like, that's a keeper.
Oh, gotcha. I thought you were mocking him.
You thought I was going like, ooh, what a nerd. Yeah.
And I work with cats.
You work with cats?
Yeah.
Like, wait, actual feline cats?
Yeah.
In what capacity?
A cat boarding facility.
Aww. Boarding facility.
Yeah, I'm the one that can get through to all the really angry and grumpy cats.
Is it a private business that you could benefit from plugging? Can people that are listening to this?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, so if you live in the area and you need your cat boarded.
Oh yeah, pet camp, cat safari.
Pet safari. Did I get that right, or did I just fuck it up? Pet camp, pet safari.
Cat safari.
Cat camp.
No, goddammit, you're fucking it up.
Cat camp.
He's doing it on purpose.
Right?
Okay,
first two words are pet camp.
Pet camp.
The last two words are cat safari.
Dan, you want to try a little jingle for it?
Pet camp, cat safari, when you're going near or far, drop off your cat at pet camp.
Pet Safari. Oh, shit, I fucked it up again. Pet Camp Cat Safari. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. Pet Camp Cat Safari. Whether you're going near or far, drop off your feline friend at us. We'll put her in a tub and we'll rub off her pus. If your cat doesn't have pus, don't worry. That's fine. We'll also just feed her and and breakfast and dine. We'll wave little mice in front of its face. Pet Safari Camp. Camp.
Cat Safari.
Pet Camp Cat Safari.
Pet Camp Pet Safari is in your face.
Okay,
all right, let's give a very extremely Amber extra warm thank you to Amber. Thank you so much. Make sure she's...
Also, Keegan, cool boyfriend. Thank you, Keegan.
Ah, look, wait...
Don't diminish
Keegan. Keegan could have phoned it in. We don't know if he's a good boyfriend or not. We have no idea. Let's be real. We'll find out three months from now.
Dan, I'll bring Keegan up here and give him a diaper. We'll find out.
Oh, wait. No, but I'm telling you, when somebody like Amber tweeted me and I was like, oh, fuck, like, we got to bring her up. And, like, I just, like, her aplomb, like, I don't even think, I just have to unplug my heart from the whole fucking thing. Like I knew that she had to be up here. Like, but like I was just like, I don't know how to fucking process that shit. But and she's like still like she's fresh out of the fucking process, and I have no idea what what's that? That's a corner of a carpet. Who am I? What am I talking about?
Your fascination with it, like a lot of your questions about it, Dan. Like they're clearly like you want to know, like what you're worried about yourself. So you can't help but internalize when you see somebody going through that. You wonder what you would be like going through that yourself. Like,
I always want to know when people tweet me or email me and stuff, and they go like, I have this or I'm going through that. Like I always want to talk to them because I'm fucking coward. Like I haven't had problems yet, and I'm like terrified.
If you found out tomorrow that you came down with some horrific, you know, like.
I would make it everyone's problem. I would wipe my ass across America and go like, I got a tennis elbow. Go to my GoFundMe. I'm not saying if you have a GoFundMe that's not. Those are good. There's a guy back there that.
I hope that's Ron Funches.
It's not Ron Funches.
don't be sorry. I want everyone in the world to laugh that gleefully.
Don't be sorry that you're not Ron Funches, sir. Be sorry that you have that and aren't Ron Funches.
I was on a plane. I was on the Southwest flight from Burbank to Oakland with Ron Funches. He slept the whole time, didn't giggle once. Yeah. Fuck you, Funches.
It's all an act. You know it's all an act.
He doesn't really giggle. He doesn't actually like people.
He's filled with whatever the opposite
but
of giggles is.
I am going. Funches is doing a show tomorrow. If you guys are, he's going at Cobb's. I think 11 a.m. He's making mimosas and he's serving brunch. And he's not. I don't think he's calling it Brunches with Funches. It is. Is that what it's called? Okay. I'll see you all there. We're all going to that.
Spencer, did I do the double mastectomy lady interview right?
Yeah.
Okay. You're just supposed to bring the person up and let them tell their story, right? I didn't do it wrong.
I mean, you know.
I was a little heavy-handed.
You were high-handed.
Sorry, what are you yelling out, sir? Yell it out again. Not you. I was looking over there. That guy.
He's
pussy.
Yeah. You're all fine.
Now, what did you yell out?
Oh, no,
wait, now he's good. Now he's doing it again. You people are like fireflies.
He, He only says it over a laugh, so you'll never know what he says.
Yeah, he rides in on the fucking laughs of others. Oh, the 9/11 was an inside job. What was that, sir? Yeah, I don't know.
What's that? He said, just hurry up and crap your pants.
Just hurry up and crap your pants.
Yeah, this guy came for the pants pooping.
Let's be clear. I am not shitting my pants, and I don't think that these things are designed to hold shit.
Well, Dan, how do we know? We're here as a scientific
experiment. I asked for what? Oh, there it is. Okay. I'm going to pee. I guarantee, I promise you, what time is it? How much time do we have?
11:40. Oh, I was.
I promise you, I will piss my pants tonight.
That is the Harmontown guarantee. Dan wets himself, or how much do you guys pay? Okay. Yeah, you guys are fine.
I don't even want to know. Whatever it is, I'll give it back to you outside.
How about this? If Dan's rich, if Dan doesn't pee himself in front of you people, he was going to go out inside. He'll write you all a personal check outside.
Okay.
Spencer, that was the biggest yawn I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
Spencer,
yeah.
How you holding up,
it's
man?
It's way past my... You guys hear about these Chinese murder vans? No. Seriously, though, you guys hear about these dick switches?
What?
These dick switches?
What's a dick switch?
It's a. Let me tell you, Jeff. It's a switch for your dick. You put it.
It turns your sperm on or off.
Yeah. It shuts your sperm right off.
That seems too bad or good to be true.
Well, let me tell you. They implant a subdermal switch right in your scrotal sac.
I saw the Facebook diagram of the whole thing.
Oh yeah. But I mean, what if they're tickling it?
Hey, baby, let's go to my place. Oh shit, let me turn these sperms off real quick.
It's the new equivalent to wearing a condom to a party, right? We all did that, right? In college.
I don't want my fertility to be a binary decision. I want there to be an air scoop on the top of my dick that a war boy can spit gasoline into.
No.
Just in case.
I want my sperm to look like the war boy that was at the guitar player in front of the thing that was on the bungee cords. Thank you, lady. Well, I don't know what you said, but I'm sure you're right.
How many women in the audience by applause have I don't even know if this is still the phrase. This is the phrase my mom used. Have your tubes tied?
That's guys.
Yeah, it's harder.
No, it's not.
That's men.
No, I'm talking about having your tubes tied.
Oh, yeah, fallopian tubes, right?
It's a lot rougher on women.
I heard nothing from out there. Huh? What's, I'm sorry. What?
Yeah, it's really hard.
Oh. Oh, I thought this was
you
like
tried?
I thought that was like a common thing.
You could get a hysterectomy, right? Isn't that even easy?
Well, you tried to have your tubes tied, but it didn't take? Yeah. You have to have had a shit ton of children.
Okay.
Well, oh! Descent.
Oh!
Well, in
two tubes enter, one tube leaves. A spindle wheel, a roll of dice.
Two enlightened post-reproductive women enter. One leaves ashamed of herself.
But you're a raggedy
man. Calm down. How many men in the audience have...
Think that pig shit is fuel.
That's not the end of the question, you fucking... You specialness addicted millennial.
Oh, shit.
I said, how many men in the audience are... Woo! It's gonna have to be harder than that.
One Gen Xer, one millennial.
No, I was gonna say, how many men in the audience have had a vasectomy?
Yeah, same guy.
Oh, you were getting the leap on that. Okay, I'm sorry, sir.
He knew where it was going.
He had his male tube
stuck. You clap your hands with the vehemence of somebody who's very happy that you did that, right? Yeah? You had to have a sperm extraction? What does that... I mean, I know what that sounds like, but what does that mean?
It sounds amazing.
I had one today on Southwest Flight 2550. So do you have some sperm on the side just in case? In the freezer. Your freezer or somebody else's freezer? Just next to the peas?
All right, sir. Well, sir, so what I want to ask is the vasectomy, because from my understanding is you're snipping the conduit between the apparatus that's generating sperm and the apparatus that's shooting it out, right?
Yeah.
So that means that any time you want, we're losing a lot of people. Those guys are Mormons. Any time you want post vasectomy, you could go in like 5 years after a vasectomy and say, "I want a sperm extraction." Right? Is that yes or no?
Yes, but it's a whole procedure. It takes time. You get knocked out.
Like, right, but yes is yeah. So I'm just saying, like, you keep making sperm, yeah, and so you could yeah. I like the thing. So okay, so. All right, well, you've had a vasectomy. Are you, by any chance, just willing to come up just for a second and just talk? Okay.
Is that Matt?
I just have a couple of vasectomy questions.
And put her diaper on?
Very, very light applause because people don't want to make it a competition between them with a double mastectomy, lady. You don't want, yeah, it's like he's not John Henry. He got a fucking vasectomy. I understand, but you don't have to make him feel like a fucking pariah.
We've
moved on to a different segment.
My name's Matt. I played D&D with you guys last time you were here.
Oh, shit. Hello, Matt.
I have face blindness. All right.
It's called alcoholism.
So, vasectomy. Okay, so okay. So your balls keep making sperm, and then the...
We lost Jeff.
If I can't have a podcast and just learn what I need to learn. So your
yes,
balls
keep making sperm.
Sperm.
They cut the vas deferens.
So when you come, here's my...
You come, just as I'm sperm in it. That's
well,
it.
Well, so where... But
just the sperm is just sitting there, and it just doesn't get dropped in so that it gets sent out.
Doesn't that terrify you?
No, it's fine. It's great.
Wait,
it's
what?
Great.
Wait. What terrifies you, Dan, about that?
Because I'm a child. I feel like I'm a third
what
grader.
What terrifies
and I'm like,
you?
Because I feel like they're down there and they want to go out.
Oh, so you feel sympathy for those trapped sperm.
I don't feel sympathy for them. I've certainly never done them any favors.
It's safer in there.
I've never been a benevolent god.
Yeah.
On the other hand, don't want them hanging out.
They don't last very long, right? Sperms live and die very short,
and they just hang out and die
all the time.
And it's the fluid that constitutes your cum.
Seminal fluid.
That's not coming. Who's yelling shit out?
It primarily comes from the seminal vesicle and the Cowper's gland.
Just up in your body. It's not in your balls. Your balls are like the factory where these little sperm cells are made, and you can just like let that factory keep going, and then you're cutting off the assembly line, like it's just like, oh,
correct.
That's where the Ford, that's where the Prius is made, and then
yeah,
like, but like, you're just like keep making that Prius.
You're like,
and it's like they don't care. It's not gonna rust and hurt you.
That's correct. Yeah. So still making great sperm all the time.
Awesome.
And now I have some on ice. Oh, yeah, that was a great high five.
That was the weirdest high five I've ever seen in my life.
I had
a cap in my hand. All right, well, okay, so... But I just... Okay, so here's the... Okay, one more question.
Okay.
Okay, so you're talking about snipping a line. Okay, so these sperm are used to going up through a tube until, like... are they still trying and then hitting a thing?
Sure, they just don't, they don't go anywhere. So I had a vasectomy when I was 27, so it was a long, long time ago. And you can get them reversed, or you can do an extraction, which is
a what is happening to the sperm when you're coming?
They just,
your
they
sperm
just,
are going like,
no, they're just
here
in
we
a
go,
holding
boys,
room.
We've been waiting for this our whole lives. And then they go, and they're like, ah, oh, fuck.
There's
and
a wall.
Don't they get angry? You tell me they don't get angry.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
like,
yeah, then they die, and they cry, and it's very sad.
Oh.
And then new ones get made the next day.
Sperm don't think, though, like at all.
Like, that's what my bumper sticker says. Sperm don't think.
All right. Okay.
Do you want an adult
sperm? Spencer, if sperm did think, what do you think a sperm would say?
Let's go.
That is absolutely. Yeah.
Follow that guy.
I'm kind of fascinated with sperm, like they, you know, like they, when you, like the average sperm, if you ejaculate inside a woman, like the, like it's hundreds of millions of sperm, I think there's like a certain number, and that, and like there's like this statistical number of them that they get distracted by like calcium deposits, because they look like eggs, isn't that adorable? Like they go, like they're on their way to the fallopian tubes, and they're like, look, there she blows, and they're like, it's just like, dude, it's just a fucking, like, it's just a deposit on the side. I think that's adorable. It's because it's like they're little men. I think that's funny that they're like, wow, I'll do anything to like accomplish my goal.
But they have the numbers, and so they get it done.
And they don't. They all die, and it's funny.
Matt,
it's funny.
Why at 27 did you have that done?
So I got married when I was 22 and had a daughter when I was 27 and then decided not to have more kids. So I got a vasectomy and then 12, 13 years later got divorced. And my fiance and I are going to have kids.
Wow. And so have you already or you're trying?
No. So my sperm is on ice. And at some point, that'll happen in the future.
You can see at Lincoln Center in Washington, D.C. It's
along with
Matt's sperm on ice.
Big Bird and Mary Lou Retton. My sperm is on ice.
Let it go.
I have an annual subscription. I have to keep paying them like Netflix.
All right. I forgot your first name again.
Matt.
Let's thank Matt the vasectomy
from Frozen.
All right.
Thank you, brother.
We've clearly had a... We've got to start now. You see what we did, Jeff, is we took this show across a threshold. We went down a road of trials. We met with certain truths. We atoned with fucking death and resurrected.
We met with the goddess of... Who was the... What would you say the goddess point of this
I don't
is?
The diapers.
The diapers.
Yeah.
I'm almost. I don't want to excite people, but I'm like, I just need a little more time, and then I feel like I know I can pee in my pants.
Dan, we believe.
But I'm gonna need
you.
Another one of these. Whoever is, if somebody. Can.
Dan, like, if I'm.
Oh, let's do a. You know what we should do? What? A push. A push.
Push.
I wasn't looking for ways to pee. But I thank you. You know what we should do? Push. Oh, I hadn't thought of that. I'm 43 years old, and I had never tried pushing. No, I was going to say we could do a Q&A, because we're never in San Francisco. But
yeah, a Q&A. That sounds fantastic. I'm not being sarcastic. That sounds good.
All right.
Should I facilitate?
Well, there's probably not a... I guess probably a wireless mic is...
No, but what we could do is we could maybe like have... I could find people. Do we know... Do we have a wireless mic here or no?
I really fucked everything up by saying Q&A. Yeah. Let's... Okay. Back to the drawing board.
No,
but what we should do...
Dan, I could make a Q&A happen. Believe me. I could make this happen.
I don't... But I was only doing that because I didn't have anything else to do, but I bet I could think of other things. Oh, wait, I have another thing I want to talk about.
You gonna pee? You gonna pee?
No.
Oh.
What?
He's gonna be mid-conversation and be like, oh, it's happening.
All right, there's one thing.
I don't think, Adam, I don't think, you're Steve, I'm sorry.
Who's Adam?
Adam, as a kid, he drowned in camp. That you look exactly like, which is why he's always so nice to you.
Dan, what was your idea?
My idea, well, I saw Straight Outta Compton. Did you guys see Straight Outta Compton? And then weren't you, while you were watching it, were you like, this is great. I love learning about the hip-hop founding fathers. Oh, there's Eazy-E. Oh, he was so hard. Dr. Dre seemed rather innocent. There's Ice Cube. Oh, apparently he was the genius of the group. There's some guy named DJ Yella. There's some other people. Eazy-E. Oh, boy, he really did bad. Oh, yeah, he's evil. Oh, he's evil. Oh, he got AIDS. Boy, that Dr. Dre and that Ice Cube. I never actually knew. They were great rappers and great people. I didn't know that. I didn't know that about those people. And then the credits go. It's like produced by Ice-T and Dr. Ice Cube and Dr. Dre. And I was like, well, that seems a little unfair.
Are you saying you want a freestyle right now? Or
no. Yeah. I'm saying,
how would Ice-T feel about that that film?
I mean, if you really want to blow everybody's minds, when you start peeing, you have to rap while you're peeing. You have to freestyle pee style.
You're saying I have to create a new character called Ice-P?
I say,
yeah.
I'm going to...
From the streets.
I want to put a beat on while your pants get peed on.
Yo, man. If I pee in my pants... It's not about urination. It's about coronation.
Coronation.
It's about grand fucking
shit.
I mean,
do you want a beat or are you just talking?
No, I wanted to.
Mr. T, if I can interrupt you.
Honestly, I understand you trying to be respectful, but when you call me Mr. T, there's another guy that's called that.
Oh, is that a spot of contention where you don't like to be called Mr. T?
There's certain things being worked out in small claims court.
Is it not true that he was Mr. T before you were Ice-T? I mean, it doesn't...
Hey, look, man, Columbus was American before Muhammad Ali, but I know who I'm betting on in the third round.
Objection, Your Honor. Made no sense.
It ain't...
Sustained.
This isn't court, motherfucker. This is business. All right. In a couple minutes, I'm gonna urinate in my adult diaper. I can feel it. I can feel it. But I never got that second water, so...
Does
it's your
it?
Fault if the show goes too long.
We're gonna stay here. I don't care if we're here until Thursday. You're gonna fucking wet your son.
He might.
Can't do it. Is that, no. Somebody beam me water. Thank you,
oh,
baby.
Oh, shit.
Thank you. Let's have a hand for... It ain't personal. She didn't give me that water for personal reasons. It's just business. So the digestive business, small intestine, absorbs water, but most of it makes it through your ass. Comes out your urethra. As your muscles deteriorate past the point when Darwin's laws expected you to live, hopefully that extra waste can be... absorbed by
Ice-T,
a competent... Well, let me finish.
Ice-T. I have a question, Ice-T. How do kidneys work?
Oh, shit. And, no, kidneys are like the police. You know? Always trying to filter everything, you know? Like, you take in liquids and all the impurities. Shit.
Your kidneys are there to rustle them up, put them over the hood, read them their rights, take them to jail, but treat them nicely.
What's the difference between a kidney and a liver?
Shit. Well, talk about like the difference between the local police and the Department of Justice. Sometimes the liver needs to create a commission of oversight, as in the case of Rodney King in Los Angeles. The liver had to come in and say, "Yo, kidney, what are you doing?" Well, you need a temporary injunction. And what, you know, is what turns out? Turns out, you know, a lot of people, it's not a popular thing to say, but
what is
LAPD is doing pretty well since then.
What is the function of the bladder then?
The bladder just holds the pee, motherfucker. That's the bladder's just business.
I almost just peed business. A little bit.
All right. Okay. All right. Just
okay. Everybody.
No.
He needs complete silence for this.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the MGM Casino and Hotel.
What if his
and the Swedish American Hall
I'm proud to present.
You
are watching. You're about to watch a man. I will tell you the minute the liquid leaves. I'm doing it. Don't laugh. Okay. Oh my. I'm fucking pissing my pants. Oh my God. I'm pissing right now. I'm pissing my pants. I'm fully pissing my pants. I'm pissing right now. Is it holding it?
Spin.
I'm still pissing. I'm Spin. Pissing. Are you telling me you can't see anything? This is the fucking greatest. Wait. I'm pissing again. You guys, this is fucking a game changer. What's that, sir? I'm the Chuck Yeager of peeing my pants, sir. Yes, thank you. I just fully took a full piss in my pants.
How heavy is the diaper? Wait. No.
I'm just showing you there's nothing, and I'm totally comfortable. When you two go pee in your pants and you wanna hang out, I'm gonna do free promotion. Real fit. Deep and real fit. Looks fits. Feels like real underwear adjustment. Real fit underwear. Try a pair. Wear it anywhere. Yo. When you're standing in line and you wanna pee just fine, you can pee in your pants and go. You can pee anywhere you want. And then you know, you can pee inside your pants. And ladies, give it a chance.
So
when you want to break the gender barrier, you can pee anywhere in here. Oh,
she went for the balcony.
Gotta pee, take a pee. Check. That's I mean, honestly, also, it's a box for like a dollar. Okay. Thank you for coming to Harvard Town, everybody. That's been our show tonight. Thank you.
It's fine.
The Swedish American. And doing what we did. That's fucking amazing. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Ovaltine.
No, Depends.
Cuckold Crafts. I just wailed in my fucking pants. And this Robbie and Nikki, Lindsay, Amber, Keegan, Matt, thank you so much, everybody. Are you still peeing?
No. Well, I could more if you want me to.
Spencer Crittenden, Steve Levy. I'm Jeff Davis. Let's thank the San Francisco Sketch Fest for having us. Jennifer Arney and Cole Stratton. Are you still peeing?
Yeah,
you're pooping.
I can't because I put it all in here.
And it's just
yeah.
How does it feel?
Yeah, how does it feel?
Normal. I could go get a loan right now. I could open a zoo. There's nothing. I just pissed in my pants and I'm hanging out. I could do anything. I pissed in my pants and now I'm hanging out and dancing. I pissed in my pants. Oh, I can feel a little bit good down my leg. Okay. That's not me. No. My name is MCP. I pee where you can see. I go in my diaper, you see, get a hug to the front, or to the east, to the west, so I... Yeah. All right.
Thank you, San Francisco. We'll see you at the bar.
I guess I'll just keep wearing these.
Did you get any of that?
It's a good show.